This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The stock market. About a year ago, late 2022, stock market forecasters issued their predictions for this year. The way Bloomberg News calculated the results, the collective forecast was for the S&P 500 to go up just over 6% this year. Surprise, the S&P is up 25% year-to-date with this one trading day to go. The NASDAQ is up 45%. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me with more.
Traders are betting that we're headed for that soft landing we've heard so much about, where the Federal Reserve succeeds in raising interest rates enough to push inflation down without causing a recession. Markets are also betting the Fed will actually start cutting interest rates as soon as this spring.
So the S&P closed yesterday at 4783. I think that's just 13 points away from its all-time high. What do we need to see from the S&P for it actually to hit a record today?
At this point, just continued momentum without any market-rattling surprises. There's a group of stocks nicknamed the Magnificent Seven that's been helping push the S&P 500 up. And they include Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon. The thing about them is they don't need the Fed to cut interest rates so they can grow by borrowing money cheaply. They're already sitting on piles of cash.
Finally, Nancy, what are the risks to this market rally? I mean, who knows if it'll continue into next year, right?
Traders are really counting on the Fed cutting rates pretty early next year, and there's no guarantee of that. Fed officials are determined to learn from the mistakes of the past. They don't want to cut rates too soon and let inflation get out of hand again.